Wolfcast, episode 5.
Hey,
I'm Eric.
My name is Michael.
I'm Matthew.
And Dave.
Matthew is our bassist.
Yeah, oh yeah, I play the bass. You didn't say what you did.
I actually meant to say Michael.
Oh. you said what I did.
But then I said Matthew, and I was like, uh-oh.
Matthew's a bassist.
Which everyone knows.
By now,
but Michael is our videographer.
This is true. And one time I played with Matthew at the bowling alley, and my guitar broke, but also I wasn't very good at guitar.
So you struck out.
That was my intention, though, so if I succeeded at striking out, I believe that's a home run.
We were a band. We formed for that one show. We were called 310, and after that show, we 310 split.
And it was a 310 to Yuma as well.
Bowling joke, but I thought maybe because you were one less than the group 311.
Never forget.
Oh, this is gold.
Don't tell people how well we're doing.
Oh, this is gold, though. No, I'm holding gold in my...
I believe that's amber, which is the color of your energy, I believe.
It's really funny...
I think the cocaine from the last episode just went bad and that's what's in your hand.
Yeah. Oh, so it's not gold. I love
it's a kind
gold.
Of gold.
Michael Caine.
It's you say Michael Caine?
I said Michael Caine.
That's how you do the perfect Michael Caine. By saying Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine.
Oh, wow. Right?
Alfie. Retarded Alfie.
Don't say,
Alfie.
Don't say retarded.
Fine. Get it started.
Fine. Start it again.
Start it.
It's fun to say that you guys were playing at a bowling alley for people that like don't know.
I where actually it is forgot. That you play. I forgot, and I pictured us in a bowling alley. Like this is a fake story, and I was like, "No way, this is actually a real story."
Like the beginning of like Josie and the Pussycats.
Yeah, just that's what I
to
pictured.
No one on the side of the
take a blame 10.
There were a few cats at that bowling alley, I believe.
There's some alley cats.
There's some stray alley cats right
there. Yeah.
It's like I'm sitting beside like the worst Wayne and Schuster. Like the worst puns are coming out of you guys right now.
The worst Wayne and Schuster, as if there are numerous dimensions of Wayne and Schuster. So it's like the worst of infinity.
It's like Tony Clifton. It's like which Tony Clifton was the best.
They are great.
I like Jerry. I love
gold. Oh my god, blink and you'll miss that one. Speaking of bowling alleys, I watched The Achievers last night.
Oh, was it?
It was interesting.
Paul Lebowski fast guy, wasn't it?
Yeah. It wasn't like... I guess a documentary, it's not like super... There's not a whole lot of drama to it, but the people are fascinating. And it's amazing what like it became.
I watched The Imposter last night.
Oh, fuck. I really want to see that.
So this little, tiny, 13-year-old blonde kid with blue eyes
keep was talking.
Missing in Austin, Texas. And then 3 years later, the family gets a phone call from... Spain saying, oh, we found your son. And it's basically this guy who's like, he's like, he needs to get the fuck out of Spain. He's got caught, he's arrested. And he like fakes his way into the States
by being a matador.
And like pretends he's like this kid. But like he speaks with like a French Spanish accent. He has brown eyes. He's 27.
But their parents are so distraught that they believe that he is actually...
Yeah, but like when he... See, but it's kind of funny. Like when he goes to the story, he's like... He just gives out like a vague description of himself to like these missing people, the abused children, whatever thing in the States. And then like, you know, they fax this picture over. It's black and white. And he goes like, oh yeah, we have Nicholas. That's him. Yeah, we have him right here. And then when he gets ready to go to the States, they send a color photo. And he realizes that, like, in black and white, you couldn't tell that it was, like, you know, a very pale kid with blue eyes and blonde hair. And he's like, shit. So he, like, dyes his hair, makes up some crazy story about how, like, they changed his eye color with, like, chemicals. And, like, the kid had 3 tattoos. So he, like, in a rushed job, got 3 of the same tattoos. and like, but like, he could barely speak English. Like, it's even in the documentary years later, speaking like completely broken English, full on accent, and they're just like, oh yeah, he must have been through a lot of trauma. Let's not talk to him about it. And like, he managed to get all the way into the States, got a citizenship, passport, everything, and then lived there for like with his family for like 2 years, and everyone just like ignored it.
I just want to say that when you said vague description, it sounded like vag description. So can you please describe a vag?
Vag description?
Mm. What's a vag?
What did I say?
I believe he just said the word vague. Vag description. And said it quickly and said it like vag.
Oh, vague. Okay. Okay.
The vag description.
I feel like...
Okay.
I feel like... Oh, no. You said vag. Yeah. And usually it's vague. Like, it was a more elongated A.
No, I said vague.
I know.
A vague description.
But I'm pretty sure it's pronounced vague, is what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. Vague.
You're doing a shorter, lower A?
Vague.
Vague versus vague.
Vague.
I'm not saying vague. I'm saying vague.
Now
what's happening? I don't know what's...
Oh, no. We're just talking... Like, Michael is being a knob and pointing out your pronunciation of a word.
Vag.
But also it sounded like bag, like vagina.
What?
It
sounds like a word that he's not pronouncing properly.
The short A sound that you're using sounds like a plastic bag versus the day. Vague.
Bag.
Yeah, they're different.
No. Okay, am I saying something different?
What?
Say it.
What?
Hold on. The word vague?
Vag. I guess I have it's my accent.
Yeah, it's like, I don't just want to be like a mind-breaking revelation, but yeah, no, it's definitely...
This is great podcasting.
It's just a difference.
I get called this all the time, too, but I don't hear the difference. What type of establishment do I work in?
A bar.
I work in a bar.
You say bar.
It's a little...
You sound like a sheep.
Say it again, bar?
Bar.
That's not even remotely as different as vague.
You're saying it like Bill Maher.
The science guy?
Yeah.
You see, like, Bill Maher, the science guy.
It's those little things. It's like when people say malk. You know? Which you would say milk.
Say vague again?
Vague. Wait, no, I said it your way. Vague.
Where am I missing? Vague?
You're saying, like a bag?
Uh-huh.
And I'm saying vague, like the day. Vague.
Say day with a V in front of it instead of V.
Vague.
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 No, still do it.
Yeah, it's different.
You just say your A's different.
Vague. 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 What do you want me to say?
Like today.
Like today.
Today.
Day.
A.
Like.
Yeah.
A. Vague.
Or Timothy McVeigh.
Vague.
There you go.
That is it, yeah.
You're saying vag.
My tongue hurts when I do that.
But like you can hear the difference, right? When you don't
vague. Vague. Is that it?
You're like a cartoon character when you say it. Vague.
Vague.
Anyway, they gave a vague description.
Yeah, and, that's fun.
I'm sure I can speak English.
It's amazing that like you can't hear the difference. But vague. I'm sure I say things.
Let's say it right now.
Vague.
Vague.
Yeah.
Christopher Walken, is that you?
That was a vague.
He's
a
vague.
He's super vague.
The girl sassing me is my girlfriend, Kate. Kate, say hello.
Hello.
That's not English.
Do you want to go on the podcast?
No.
Wow. Yeah, that'd be great.
Wait,
Polish corner.
Let's have segments with Kate.
I can't speak English.
That's perfect. A segment with Kate.
Kate, on a scale of 1 to 10, how good of a boyfriend have I been this week?
What?
How well of a boyfriend?
How good of a boyfriend have I been this week on a scale of 1 to 10? 1 being real bad, 10 being the best I can do.
The best you can do? That's still a 4.
Oh, yeah.
You're the best you can do.
How am I doing? A scale of 1 to 10.
6.
Oh! 6 this week.
Minus.
Oh, six minus
what?
6 minus what?
You're going to make jokes, do them properly.
Matthew is Polish. What does this mean? Let's figure it out together.
Episode 1.
this book is called Loco Moitiawa by Julian Tuwim.
Stuvia.
Okay, if you're going to interrupt while I'm trying to read this beautiful story, I'm not going to even bother reading it.
Apologies. Namaste. I do apologize.
You're gonna namaste or are you gonna namasko? Because if you were gonna namaste, you
gotta namaste,
namaste, namasko.
We're turning your entire language and country into a punchline. How's that feel?
You know what a punchline is? That's not a sandwich. It needs one more piece of bread on the top. If you're gonna make a sandwich, make it right.
Sandwich.
It's open face.
Yeah, and open your face. My fist, if you don't let me read this goddamn page.
If Matthew reads a line, will you read it properly afterward?
Yeah, can you translate it for me?
No, just pronounce it properly.
Yeah, that's what I meant. Stoina stakji lokomotoiwa.
Stoina stakji lokomotoiwa.
Oh, it's close. Chikara ogromnai podzimni spliwa.
Chenshika ogromnai podzimni spliwa.
6 out of 10.
That's pretty good.
Minus.
3-hit combo. Tusta
Oliva.
That was pretty good.
Yeah.
Except it wasn't Japanese.
I did the inflections at the right times, which is a step up. And I forgot how you said this the first time, so. Stoi sapi dilijwa de muncha.
Stoi sapi dishri duha.
Zarzi rosh jigga 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 what 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 jigga 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 what says brusha brusha. Perfect!
Lawless.
Page one!
Gentlemen, it has been an absolute pleasure to be here. This is my first and probably last podcast I'll ever be on.
Well, as long as you know.
Yes. However, I did learn a word today. A Polish word. Banana.
It means to chop one's tree. Like to chop one's neighbor's tree.
Kind of a vague description.
Baishana is how it's pronounced. So if you have a neighbor and its trees, part of its tree is on your side of the farm, and you take a chainsaw to it, it's like Baishana, and you yell at them because they're chopping down your tree.
My biggest issue with my neighbor is that I seem to covet all of his material goods.
Oh, that's a commandment.
I live in a really rich neighborhood. I covet everything, but like I don't. They all have so much money. And we're just like, we live in like the main floor of this giant house.
Cover it or leave it, you know? Like, that's what I say.
Shit.
The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey.
Stephen Covey or leave it?
Sorry, that one was,
I'm sorry, I don't
remember. I won't even say that you'll get that one on the way home. Like, you'll get that one if you ever find yourself in the self-help section in the chapters.
I'll get that one when I decide to educate myself.
Which, like, you'll
David
totally,
is good at books.
You'll totally find yourself in the self-help section of the chapters.
I might need it.
I don't know. What are you going to talk about?
I moved.
Eric moved. We're in the new studio.
We're calling it Another Wolf Studios.
I had a fucking, like, Vietnam flashback walking up your stairs and just carrying those giant boxes.
It was a shitty move.
I got to the top of the first flight and it was like, this is where I put the box down, the time that I almost fell back down the stairs.
Yeah.
No, it's a great place. If you guys can see it, there's this giant, there's literally a 6-foot vinyl Death Star decal. Decal?
I decal? Call it decal, but we've had decal. This conversation before. Yeah, I've had this conversation with you.
Yeah, decal, decal, vessel, like basel.
Decal
like,
sounds familiar, but I think decal. I always read it as decal.
I think decal is the way to say it.
Sticker. Like vinyl sticker.
Vinyl sticker right over my head.
But like when you see a guy with flames on his car, you go, sweet decals, bro.
And I also got a Millennium Falcon to fight it.
Yeah, it's right behind Eric's head.
Because of Kate's poor English, I was able to win that argument when she said I never told her I was buying it.
Saying that you won that argument is like saying that you stabbed a guy in the street and won the fight and ran away.
Because now she can't.
Because he didn't speak English.
Because technically I asked her for permission. And I said, hey, Kate, can I buy a Millennium Falcon to fight the Death Star? And she heard gobbledygook and said, yep.
Because actually, the only things in that sentence that were words were, hey, Kate.
Pretty much.
Yes.
Parsecs.
And she's like, yep. And he said, okay, see you later. The conversation was, hey, Kate. Yep.
See you later.
Good talk.
Good talk.
Oh. That week I was a 4-6 on the boyfriend scale.
Oh, show.
I will say that the Millennium Falcon is going down the stairs and not towards the Death Star, though.
I think it's perspectively. I'm making up words.
Really, really shitty radio when we're describing like the directions.
It's flying
my apartments.
It's flying in an arc.
We're painting pictures.
It's flying in an arc back up this way. It's gonna.
I was gonna get the super cool bacon. Fucking
bacon scarf. That's a Francis Bacon original.
You know, it's a piece of bacon. Hang off the wall.
One, okay.
I dry my dishes with it.
You have
what's it called? A dish towel.
There we go.
Yeah, bacon dish towel.
You have a bacon hanging from the wall, and the adjective you chose to describe this was super cool.
Yeah. I think it's pretty cool.
I got the super cool piece of bacon that I dried dirty glasses with.
And I got a picture of Ian Curtis hanging in my kitchen, where he belongs.
You got
he
that
belongs
one.
In the kitchen? It's a bit sexist.
He belongs hanging in the kitchen.
It's where he, you know.
Do we have to explain this one to you?
No, I like to leave him where they found him.
That's a little bit of punk rock history talk to Mike Mann right here.
Yep. You didn't know this?
You'd have to be an idiot not to know that.
Oh. Is that transmission?
Right? Not really.
See, you know what? Google it. Yeah. That's super funny.
Well, you know what, man? Facts will tear us apart.
They found...
That is the one Joy Division song I know. I got that one.
Facts will tear us apart.
Oh, shit.
Once more.
That was good.
Let's try not to control the situation.
It is where are we at? I don't know.
We're talking about your apartment and how does it feel to be in like your... This is like your second Toronto apartment.
Mm-hmm.
And you have windows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You had windows in the last one. But
I have windows in my roof. It's awesome. I have to turn my light on in the bathroom.
Yeah, they call those roof windows.
Windows. they call them roofies.
It's awesome. I don't sleep in till like 2 o'clock in the afternoon anymore. I just like wake up at 9:30 and feel rested.
Yep.
Yeah, it's great.
Because
apparently the human body needs sun, and when I deprive it of, you know, such vitamins,
vitamin D,
you become what is medically known as a cranky pants.
Mole man.
The incredible sun.
Yeah, you're half mole, so how does that apply to you?
Well, we don't talk about the mole that he has.
Don't talk about that.
No, we're not supposed to address anything about his body. Oh, goodness gracious.
So we're painting a picture.
Yeah, see, half mole. So people can picture half your body being covered in a giant mole.
Mm-hmm.
My second Toronto apartment was not this nice. However, I was not the age that we are now, and my standards were very, very low. There was many mice. And
was that a compliment or an attempt?
No. I mean, you're at a point now where like you have living standards, but when I was 21, I didn't.
I have a dead cow hanging on my wall.
That's awesome.
Well, it's fighting. It's keeping the. You gotta keep them separated, right? You gotta keep the Death Star in them.
Again, we're just giving directional jokes that make no sense.
Well, they're gonna picture a Millennium Falcon and a Death Star, and they're gonna picture a cow skull in between.
For those of you listening at home, the first person
we'll
to correctly.
Some reference photos.
The first person to correctly redesign Eric's room using some sort of drafting software will win a prize.
You get a t-shirt of his living room printed onto a t-shirt.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a dig at all. I was just remembering that it was like a 3-bedroom apartment. It was $1,000 a month, which
Jesus,
if you can do the, or 1,100, which if you can do the math, is less than you should be paying for a 3-bedroom apartment.
Yeah.
We used to up above where the like above the cabinets. We used to keep bottles of 40 Creek Rye. Like every week, we would finish one, and it would be up there. It was like the college apartment of your dreams, you know.
When you're a writer,
that was the apartment where I learned how to properly hang shelves on a wall, because it was the last time I improperly hung shelves on a wall. I thought I can just do this with nails.
Oh yeah,
and I put up a floating shelf with just nails, and one day luckily I wasn't in bed at the time, but it just fell down, cracked, broke like my hard drive, almost broke my computer.
Hard drive? That's supposed to be hard.
I know.
Man, soft drive.
Cunning wordplay. As sharp as swordplay.
Jesus. Glad you're in the room, Mike.
So, yeah. Band talk. Looking for a new guitarist.
Yeah, it's...
That's weird.
That's a weird thing.
It's so weird.
It's something that... I keep... I mean, I'm actually back on the train of being excited. Like we had one tryout and went well, and I just like the idea of us doing something more and challenging ourselves in different ways. I think it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be fucking hard as shit, but you know,
such I think pain.
It's gonna be cool.
So annoying.
It's funny because in high school, everyone was a guitar player. Every single person was a guitar player. So I avoided, like, I wanted to become friends and get to know, like, the drummers and the bass players. And now I'm struggling so hard to try to find a guy that plays guitar.
Because you've been, it's, like, rhythm-centric your whole life?
Yeah, so. I'm like, because when you start a band, you can find a guitar player, like, you could throw a stone and hit a guitar player.
Yeah, I
could
probably go.
But to find a drummer and to find a bass player that you can.
Also, it's super tough because everyone has, like, blues roots and Callum has no idea how to play blues.
Yeah.
So it's like, we got a broken guitarist, and now we got to find an accomplished guitarist and then break him.
Yeah.
Or her. Probably him. Girls don't play guitar. But like...
Well, sorry, Carrie Brownstein.
Yeah. You got to make up names to insult.
Sleater Kenny.
I mean, Brulia, if you're listening to this, I'm sure you need work.
She...
if you want to come play guitar for us.
Yeah, it's like, is right. Like, you were even the guy like we tried out so far, I think it's like, it was very like... You know, it was good stuff that he was writing, but... You know, it's like when he was going through the motions of like the old material, it was like really, I could see parts where he was just like, he didn't hear the things that were happening.
Like, why? Like, his brain's going, well, why would someone do that there?
Like, there was like actually like noise added in that actually really fucking was like, you know, added to the song.
Yeah.
Who was the fucking asshole who was like, I think I'm overqualified for this on your thread?
Someone actually said they're overqualified?
No, it was a joke.
Oh, okay.
It was a guy who knows nothing about guitar.
Oh,
okay. I thought so.
Yeah.
Did you see the email that we got from the guy that said he played with Motley Crue and Black Flag?
No, I thought he said he plays Motley Crue and Black Flag. That's the kind of music he's into.
This is not...
Let's read it.
I just have to double check because I thought he said he played with, and which is why I didn't respond to it yet.
No, I don't think he was trying to convince us he was a member of Black Flag.
No, not trying to
convince us. Performed with them, like, on stage.
Maybe it was Black Crue, the rap
group. The Black Crue?
I'm a professional electronics engineer and guitarist with lots of gear and experience. We played with Motley Crue, Teenage Head, and Black Flag, among others, back when. Would like to come out and jam.
Oh.
With is a very interesting word.
Near.
As opposed to opened for. Oh.
Yeah, they played with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I get it.
Like,
I didn't get that. I just thought he meant, like, oh, I play, like, I actually, like, I skimmed it.
Yeah.
I like the picture of him as, like, a really tall, like a giant who captured these bands and, like, used them as little action figures and, like, played, like made them kiss and stuff.
You can say you played with, the band in the same way that, like, if we played, like, Sound Academy, we could say we shared a stage with Meshuggah. You know, like...
Yeah, well, I've shared a stage with Nirvana.
Yeah.
I've shared a stage with pretty much...
Everything.
Like, the Rolling Stones. We've shared a stage with the Rolling Stones.
Yeah.
Excuse me! I've skated on the same ice that Wendell Clark and Doug Gilmore... I've shared the ice with Doug Gilmore.
Gilmore. Yeah.
So, if you want to talk to me about experience...
We're looking for the Doug Gilmore of punk rock, by the
way. We actually... No, I think I'm with a Wendell Clark.
Yeah. Punk rock. Yeah, we definitely...
Mustache included.
Yeah. If you are the Wendell Clark of punk rock, please let us know.
Must be a giant.
Yeah, you must be able to play with us.
Let's just get Wendell Clark to play in our band.
He's not doing anything anymore, is he?
Yeah, I think he's hucking, like, not like Priceline, but something like Priceline. I think that's what he's doing.
Oh, if Wendell Clark was in my band, I would have the coolest, be the coolest thing of all time.
Ballad of Wendell Clark. We just play that all the time.
Is that a song?
Yep.
By who?
Real Statics.
Oh. Well, it would actually be a ballad of Wendell Clark because he'd rip solos for like 12 minutes. I'd let him do that.
I would just have him like stick handle on like the fucking on the stage while we play.
I'd have him drop the gloves
and mic it. Be like,
yeah,
you know, it'd be like his version of like the Shakers. Actually, he wasn't that much of a stick handler. He was okay.
No, he was
like, he'd drop the gloves and go fight kids.
He'd probably just punch me for saying that.
Well, Wendell. You know what? I watched your Munchies episode. It's a lot of fun. But, like you said, the comments...
Yeah.
I'm
27 years old and balding. I'm not a hipster. This isn't a fucking
They got my
ire
up. People using the word hipster when, like, I know your restaurant and the effort that you put into it and the effort that Jeff puts into it and everybody there puts into it. The idea that just because you like good food and like quality beers, like that makes you a hipster. It seems shitty.
Can you explain that? Because I didn't see that.
In the comments, people start railing against them for being hipsters.
We got a video on YouTube.
But when in reality, they're just guys that have taste in food and drink. And I think it like got me offended that you can take people who are like sourcing local food and local beers and essentially giving money to this economy and not bankrupting another economy. And
our
that
food isn't really local though. It's sustainable seafood.
Sustainable, sorry,
like,
local.
We get our seafood from the East Coast or the West Coast. Like, we just don't want Ontario seafood.
No, but I mean,
but like, yeah, we go like local from farmers and shit like that. Like, you know, like we source back to our home.
Yeah.
But yeah, people were just, I don't know. Everyone's shit. It's YouTube. People are shitty.
What I'm
like,
saying,
they have some fucking, I don't know. I don't give a fuck what they say about a restaurant. It weirds me out when it's like they're fucking shitting on like Ed or like or Jesse, and it's like. Like, it's weird because I know them.
Yeah.
You know, like, one girl's like, or one guy's like, fucking, that bitch needs to shut the fuck up and take a dick up her ass. And I was just like, whoa.
Whoa!
Whoa. Like, I fucking, that's a human being.
Right?
Who I have to look in the face today. Like, come on. It's like, it was this level of, like, inhumanity I've never really experienced. Because, I mean, like, our YouTube video has, like, 1,000 hits. It's like, you know, people are just like, ugh. Shut it off. But like with this Vice thing, like people were just really luckily I didn't say anything. Like I made one awful pun. They edited me out of the whole episode other than that.
But the
and at one point I think I try to stop Edward from falling and my lavalier mic fucking falls off my back pocket. And everyone's like, "Ooh, cell phone drop." And I was like, "Yeah, I wish." Like actually I just fucking can't hold the microphone on my
Yeah,
fucking my love handle knocked the fucking microphone off my belt. But yeah, like fucking, man, the amount of ire, like and fucking hate towards like Edward. Even everyone just called him Blue Shirt. Like everyone fucking hated that guy, and all because he was having a good time.
Yeah. That's
like,
the problem.
All we were doing was like eating good food, drinking a lot, and yeah, people fucking tore us apart. But if you look at any like of those Munchies videos, like no one likes. Anything on the internet.
Yeah, like, no one likes anything on the internet is a pretty broad
if it's not a fucking hamburger safe. And like that's a little lot of people go like what the fuck's all this shit, all this shit looks gross, what's wrong with hamburger and french fries? Absolutely nothing. I love hamburgers and french fries. I'm about 20 pounds overweight because of hamburgers and french fries. But there are other aspects of it, like, you know, like if you want it, like just because you live in Ontario doesn't mean you can't have good seafood.
And the idea that because you have this like as a group, as a restaurant, looking for these quality ingredients and stuff, that makes you a hipster is upsetting. When really, the word that they're looking for, or like the word hipster should just be used for
shitty
person.
Call us pretentious.
But even then, like, why does that make you pretentious?
I don't know.
That's the point.
I feel like it's more apt than hipster. It's like, how the fuck are we... Because we're not being like, we use rotten ingredients. Really, they're
it's
fresh.
Ironic.
It's like, yeah, like, oh, we use only frozen seafood because... I think the fresh seafood is overrated. That would be like fucking hipster.
That's
right?
Hipsterish.
Right? Am I wrong? Like,
no,
I mean,
that's the only definition of a hipster as far as I'm concerned.
It's,
when
it's
the
forced
only mission
irony,
is
right?
to be different.
Yeah.
To the forced irony.
And I think
the only ironic thing we do at the restaurant is that we serve copious amounts of like beautifully arranged and plated dishes and like fresh seafood. But then if you order a donair, we cart it out on like a paper bag.
And that is irony.
Because that's like, kind of. Also, it's just like, you know, you're ordering a donair. You know what you're getting. Like,
yeah.
We're not going to fucking try and doll up a donair. You can't do that.
No, you can't
comes in a paper bag with a fucking serviette. There you go. Done. Like, chill out. Like, you know, and enjoy. But we do the donair properly. Like, we make it really well.
Yeah.
But, like, yeah, we're not going to fucking, like, immaculately plate a donair. There's no way to do that.
I was gonna say, I think the term hipsters is very akin to the term emo that was way back.
Yeah, it's
school.
A single broad.
It's one word that people can use to generalize pretty much anything. Like in high school, I was considered emo, and that's fine because I embraced it. Because when you're in high school, you'll embrace any label you can get.
Yeah,
I would play guitar like in the corner of the music room, and all of a sudden emo. It's like practice.
Ooh.
Practice is that? Can I use the word
practice? Makes emo.
It's like no emo. It's like no practice. Like I'm not part of your group because I want to practice on my own. Emo. practice. And hipsters like is like anything that's like a little out of the ordinary that someone's trying to do. Sure, there is the term hipster that's used properly, and that's someone forcing irony in just to seem to, I guess, to be
until cool. This video, I've never actually seen hipster used improperly. Like, I thought it was a very clear cut term.
Yeah. Well, but is that the weird thing but about
maybe
it?
That just makes me a hipster that I actually don't know that I'm a hipster.
The weird thing about it is that you can't.
Apparently, I kind of just feel like I'm overweight and want to be left alone in my apartment, and I work in a bar. Like,
oh, you're such a hipster.
But it has no.
It
has
I didn't know it was cool.
But I feel like it can't have any declarative like connotations because you cannot assign that to yourself. It is like it is only ever used as a derogatory, only ever used as an accusatory word. Like, that guy is a hipster. No one says, I am a hipster. I am emo was different.
Yeah, you and could that, identify and, yourself as an emo.
But, like, a hipster is, like, is almost immediately meant to, like, other someone, you know? And push them, like oh, that's a hipster.
Even when I say I am a hipster, I'm saying that with that irony.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I'm aware that it should be placed on another person.
Yeah, and you can't like claim it. And when you say like the only and I agree with you that it's people that do things to be different, but I feel like
the forcing irony,
force irony for the sake of difference.
Yes.
Like combining both of your definitions. But I feel like forcing irony for the sake of difference in the case of Eric's restaurant is a positive thing, and I feel like that does not connotate or that does not demand. Like negativity. I think if you're just different to be a, like just to be different. If there's negativity associated with what you're doing, that's something. I just hate labels in general.
It's weird. I don't know. It was strange to get all that much hate. Actually, I got off pretty easy. I think the only comment about me was that I looked like Jess Margera, who is Bam Margera's older brother, and I had to Google that. I might even have forgotten his name. And when I looked at him, I was like, holy fuck, I do. Like, it's like,
It's a deep cut.
It's deep, like, deep, deep cut.
I didn't know Johnny O.C. worked at Foo Fighters.
Dennis Miller over here.
Sorry, I said food goods. I should have said how good
Johnny O.C. is looking pretty good these days. Looks like he lost both weight and hair.
That's a good line.
You gotta, Mike, I'll show you a picture of Johnny O.C. from Life Runner. He is Eric's freakish, like, twin. It's weird.
He must be a handsome guy.
Was he weird or was
no? Was it weird to work with him, knowing like he looks like me, but you're talking to him like a stranger?
I was like,
did you ever try to like share your feelings with him?
Like, that's gonna be your best man.
We'd get in arguments all the time.
This goes into the conversation. I'm not getting off track. I played at the ballroom like 3 weeks ago, and a group of they looked underage, but I'm sure they were 19. I'm sure they got carded.
Do you want this on the record?
Yeah. And I fucked all of them.
Ladies and gentlemen of the jury.
There's a group of like maybe 10, 19 year olds that came in, part guy, part girls. And I finished my set. I just finished. I came down. I'm like, hey, thanks for being here for the last couple songs.
Like they were transgender?
Yes, they're all
half man, half girl, though.
Yeah, sure. Okay, and then the moral of the story is you don't tell a story.
Centaur Cast, episode 1.
Anyways, you finished your set. Come on, that was funny.
It was good.
You finished your set.
And I went down and said, thanks for being here for the last couple songs. And they're like, oh, you're awesome, this and this and this. I'm like, well, I might go back up because the band didn't show up. And then they all looked at me at the same time. They said, you are the ultimate hipster. And I said, can you explain? Like, yeah. I said, please... Thank you. I don't know, but can you please explain why? And they said, you have a beard, you wear glasses.
Checks out.
And
you're probably wearing flannel that day.
I was wearing a plaid button-up shirt because a lot of my button-up shirts are plaid.
Yep.
Much like Eric's as well. And your hair's part of the side. And I said, okay, I see what you're getting at. Let me explain something to you guys. And I said, okay. I said, I've been wanting to grow a beard since I was 13 years old. I'm finally able to. I'm going to grow a beard. I've been looking for a different haircut since I was 12 years old, 13 years old. I finally found one that makes me look good. That's what happens. I need glasses to see better. These are real.
That is true.
So call me a hipster if you want.
Yeah.
But this is what makes me feel and look good. So, like, whatever. And they all stood and clapped. And I was like,
okay. You did give me an explanation on, like, your next month's look, like, a week ago, though, where you're like, so I'm going for, like, Bradley Cooper hair
Limitless?
From what? Limitless?
Limitless.
And then, like, you like you put, like, copious amounts of effort, like, into, like, your next look.
I do.
Which is, like, very hipsterish in a way, except you're not trying to look bad. You're just trying to, like, you know, like, I want some James Dean.
Well,
here.
It's hipsterish.
It's the exact same thing.
Because, like, he's being calculated, but he also just knows what he wants to look like.
Yeah, it's like, he's like, oh, that's a good look. I'm going to mimic that. As opposed to being like, oh, I'm going to grow this, like, fucking stupid haircut because it's hilarious.
Sponsored by Kensington Augusta Ale. The pride of Matthewtown.
The pride of Holland.
The great beer, folks.
The great beer, folks.
Yeah, they're not going to sponsor us, man.
They're going to.
A bunch of cheapskates.
You're going to sponsor us. They're going to sponsor us.
Hey, Jimmy, what's that you're drinking?
I'm not going to try to.
It's Augusta Ale from Kensington, Maine.
I'm not going to try to get on the good side of another brewery now that we've been trying so hard for one. I figured just keep swinging the cat, you know, hit a home run eventually.
No, I'm allergic.
Don't swing the cat at Matt.
Don't swing the cat at me. Get any mucus or hairs on me? I'm kaputs.
Hang on. Matt Winkler, known allergen cat mucus?
Yeah, that's cat dander and mucus is where the allergy actually comes from. Like hairless cats, I'm okay with.
You can just have hairless cats all over your face.
You can put a hairless cat on my face and I will not budge. I will sleep like a babe. I might be dead, but I'll sleep like a baby. But it's because they lick their...
Yeah.
Sorry. I was sorry.
No, it's okay. It was for a purpose.
It's because they lick, and that's the allergy. It's like the hair and the dander. And sorry, and the mucus.
For those at home that don't know, the sound of lips and tongues smacking and chewing sends me into...
a downward spiral.
Like
psychosis.
Like an inappropriately... overdramatic reaction. Like, I do not like that sound. Jill did it just to piss me off the other day. It was like...
She's learning from me.
Oh, no. You're doing it right now, though.
Yeah,
it's almost
it.
Like you're he Batman. Did. You have to take over your fear by becoming your fear.
Oh!
Smack man!
Do you want to be smack lips man?
Batman's not scared of bats, though. Batman's scared of guns.
Batman's scared of his parents dying.
Just when he was trying to think about something that would induce fear, he was thinking about how to become a symbol. What will be the symbol of the night?
He can't
bat
be.
Bat just magically broke through his window, which never happens.
It's happened to me, but not when I was trying to think of a symbol of the night.
And not after your parents have been shot 30 years ago.
Why didn't he just go with what his fear was and become dead parents, man?
I will kill all of your parents. The Joker, are your parents alive? Yeah, they live up in Upper Gotham. I'm going to murder them.
I'm dead parents, man.
Oh, the dead parents sketch from Monty Python.
Why dead parents, Master Wayne? Because my parents are dead. Wait, did you say the dead parents sketch from Monty Python?
I was hoping that more people heard that.
Oh.
As in more than you. You acknowledged it. Mom, Dad, Merry Christmas. Oh yeah, I forgot. Alfred, bring forth the Kleenex for these bat tears of mine.
Bat tears? Do they come out as little bats? Little bat symbols?
Little metal batarangs out of my ocular.
Batarangs.
Can you imagine what the dead parent signal would look like on the roof?
It's two body, like, two chalk outlines.
A string of pearls, like, just splattered over the top corner.
Word bubbles, will be there for you, son.
As for me, I am the Earl of Sandwich, and unfortunately, myself and Mike Meehan must depart from podcast land.
I thought you were going to make some sort of sandwich pun.
Ah, the only sandwich pun here is the Queen's Jubilee. If you don't get that now, you never will. Matthew, a pleasure.
Hold on, my phone is ringing.
Who is it?
Hello?
Yes.
Is this about the guitar advertisement? Are you potentially looking to fulfill our new guitarist position?
Yes, my name is Sydney Bot 4000.
You're a robot?
I am a robot, and now I'm in the room once again.
How'd you do that?
Because Sydney Bot 4000 can do anything Sydney bought 4002 Desires.
So why are you only a guitarist and not an entire band amongst yourself?
Because Sydney bought 4000 only wants to do one thing, and that is rock out with the Jams. Well, would you like to hear some of my expert guitar work?
Yes, I would love that.
Yes, please. Please, Sydney Bot.
4000?
Thank you. First off, I need some accompaniment. First, I take out the electric guitar. I would also like to hear some lead singing from Dave Proctor. This is good already. Eric, can you provide some drums for this band?
I think the drum machine's already doing that. It seems weird that a guitar bot can't tell what drums are.
Malfunction, venting, too much rocking from this band. Wrong! No! Guitar bot, what are you doing? Sorry, Earl of Sandwich, I failed you! No!
So, I guess the next time we need a robot to play guitar, we don't make him out of bread and sliced meats.
My favorite thing about Sydney Bot 4000 was that halfway through his time on this earth, he became Sydney Bot 4002, which I assumed was like some sort of self-correcting upgrade.
Well, I think he was trying to keep up with the beat.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's...
Yeah, the 4000 was the tempo. And he's like, oh, wait, this is a little bit faster than 4000.
It's 4002. That's a really fast song.
With that, Michael Meehan leaves the room.
Thanks for hanging out, Mike.
See you, Mikey.
Goodbye, wonderful podcast. Listeners, this has been Michael Meehan on Wolfcast 91.69. Immature joke.
Mike, you're wearing a Berkeley shirt. Can you just screen print, like in yellow, the word Elizabeth above it? Because that would be fucking wicked.
Certainly. That's a striptease reference, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what would be really obscure if you said that's a...
Showgirls!
If you said that's a CSI Miami reference. You know, Elizabeth Berkley from CSI Miami.
Oh, of course. Show me the money. Radio. Live transmission. Radio. Live transmission.
The way I pronounce words are different. Yeah. Sometimes you say things, I'm like, no, that's what we really say that. But like, I don't like calling out.
Like I say, it's left the good time.
Mm-hmm.